You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the place where sports opinions collide, dead end sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Beans. Joining me as usual is FIFO 24/7.
Thank you for saying the 24/7, sir.
BZ 430.
What up, what up, what up?
And Mr. Disrespect of the No Disrespect Podcast.
Nicky Duce on the podcast.
It's good, bro.
Duce! Duce!
Yep, so anyway, man, yeah, we back again for another week of hot topics, sports debates, whatever you want to call it, man. So yeah, we were just actually sitting here before we press record debating it was just about Doc Rivers
in
general. You know, him as a coach. And yeah, like I was trying to get to before we started was that I understand the 3-1, you know, losses that he has. They are part of his record. But
y'all, you're saying that as if it was like, it's like you just lost in the first round, or it was just like it's nothing.
You know what?
Like, it was
early
on. It's like, no, these were like key
true
situations, like especially the last one when he was with the Clippers with Chris Paul and all them. Like mm-hmm. That was their time,
and I understand.
And the Warriors
that.
Weren't where they but, were then.
Let
either.
Me just say this real quick. Here's what: prior to him coming to LA, that those points were valid, but when Jerry West and the people behind him started to turn around that roster, when they got rid of Chris Paul, when they got rid of Blake Griffin, and
DeAndre,
he had Tobias Harris and a bunch of pieces.
Yeah, DeAndre.
And
yeah.
He was still winning. And then they did it again this year, and he's still winning. That's the signs of a good coach.
So can he be considered for Coach of the Year? I know you said
no.
He
don't have enough wins.
What I'm saying. Like you,
so like, if you like a 3 or 4 seed,
if he got the 5,
because
you got to consider.
Because think about the 3 coaches that we're really considering for head coach of the year.
Right, the Bucks.
It's Pop. Well, for me, it's the Bucks.
Bucks coach.
Mike B. It's the coach of the Nets, and it's to me Greg Pop.
You also got to put Mike Malone up there, bro.
Wait, how you putting Greg? Wait, who has the better record, Greg Pop?
They're number 6 right now, or number 5. Yeah,
Spurs,
I think
they won eight or nine
straight.
They could get up to the third seed right now. If they
can.
I think they're on a 9-game win streak.
Yeah, they are. Because they just won last night. I was watching
against
that game.
Against the Warriors.
Yep.
Pop crazy.
So, but to me, you got to put Mike Malone up there, too. Because what he's doing with Denver, the way that, you know, the Joker is now starting to kind of come into his own. Like, that has a lot to do with coaching.
I agree with that. I won't take anything away from him. But you remember how last year Dwayne Casey won Coach of the Year? And
mm-hmm.
He got swept?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the feelings that I have with this Denver team. It's like, yeah, you look real sexy in the regular season,
but this is a regular season award.
We know how these plays.
It's a regular season.
It's a regular season award.
And that's what I hate when people say stuff like,
but it is what it is. That's what we're judging it on.
It gotta mean something. And if we're gonna give some, and if we're gonna really appreciate somebody, let's talk about Pop.
No, of course.
Because y'all talking about Doc Rivers.
Everybody appreciates
Pop.
No,
but it's more of like, we take him for granted a lot. Because once Pop is gone, that's a Mount Rushmore head coach that's not in the league no
top
more.
Top 2.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Phil Jackson and Pop. That's it. That's it.
And
I don't care what nobody
like
says.
For him to, we talked about Doc Rivers and how those trades happened. He lost a top 5 player today, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he replaced him with a top 15-ish.
Right.
So
you said DeMar DeRozan top 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, top 15.
He top 20 to me.
Okay.
All right.
Semantics.
I'm just saying. No, 15, 16, 17. But I'm just saying he's like third tier. Of like all star, right? Like
I would 50, say second tier. I would like, say second tier.
That's like the 15-ish through 20-ish. Yeah, he's second tier.
Nah, because I would say Klay Thompson is better than him, and Klay Thompson second tier.
But Klay Thompson is real close to that first tier.
Yeah, but he's not. But he's not. James Harden.
Klay never been the man.
No, he's not James Harden.
That's what I'm saying. But Klay never like when
Klay never been the man though.
Huh?
DeMarcus Rosen was the man for Toronto.
Yep,
he was the man. He was the first option.
Was he the man or he was just a man?
No, he was the man for that squad.
No, I'm saying I get what y'all saying, but he didn't. It didn't translate to playoff wins like that.
Well, here's the thing: he played fine in the playoffs, except for against LeBron.
Yeah,
and I think that there is
that
something.
Says something about me though. That says because
no, it does.
To beat a man, you got to beat the man.
No.
I say he's a man.
I feel you, and I think that in NBA history, we've seen teams and even players just not perform to a certain level when they play against their nemesis. And for Toronto, their nemesis was LeBron James or whoever he was playing against. Mm-hmm. They just were mentally defeated going into that round. Regardless of however they looked in the previous round or however they looked in the regular season, for some reason, LeBron just had their number like that. And it is what it is. We've seen it in the past. So I'm not saying it's okay, but he has been the man for a franchise, and he was one of those guys. First of all, he was drafted by Toronto,
mm-hmm.
homegrown, elevated his game to be one of the best in the game at his position, got them to franchise heights. Like, they never won 60 games before mm-hmm. without DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
They had T-Mac. They had Vince Carter. They had other superstars in that franchise. Chris Bosh. So DeMar, you have to say DeMar DeRozan arguably is the best Toronto Raptor to play multiple seasons for that organization.
No, he is. He's their greatest Raptor.
So with that being said, he had kryptonite that was called LeBron.
But my thing going back to Pop is just like we're seeing, like what if he would have had Pop those years? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
He would have been
That's a different player. Of course.
Just like Kawhi Leonard is a different player because of Pop.
Of course.
You know, regardless of how that situation ended. And
everybody that played for Pop is a different player because of Pop.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just like, bro, like this guy's really he's been there was a there's a stat that was saying like the fewest number of games of losses in like that you've had in a season.
I saw that.
And everybody was like every other team was in the thousands.
And Pop was like 65.
Exactly. Like, and I'm like, bro, let's give
like, it was like the most amount of days having a losing record. Or
yeah,
like
most
that.
Of my days having a losing record. Yeah. And it was like the
65 before, for Greg Pop.
He's number one. And then once you get out, it's like 1,001.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we take this man for granted. He should have been. He's like LeBron. He should have gotten plenty of MVPs.
You think people take him for granted.
People like people though.
He's top two.
For even us like to even two, say Brad Stevens could be the next Greg Pop. It's like, what the hell is Brad Stevens? Now I'm with you, Ken. It's like, what the hell is Brad Stevens for us to even utter Greg Pop in that same sense?
It's just, we're projecting greatness. That's
right.
All it is.
That's all that is.
That's all it is.
That's all
because here's the thing, they have similar traits, right? In a sense that they can mold what they want to do to whatever team that they have. So if I have a team that primarily shoots mid-range, okay, cool. We'll do that. If I have a team that, you know, we got to play in the paint back to the basket, cool, we'll do that. Like, Pop doesn't have a pure system.
Mm-hmm.
Pop just has a culture. And I think when you look at Boston, for the most part, they have a culture. Yeah, it's been a bit tumultuous this year. You know what I'm saying? By having all of their players.
Yeah, but
that.
They were looking at ATOs and all kind of play execution and everything else. He was very Pop-like, but they were propelling him
because he's the new car. He's a new sexy thing. And my thing is this: like, we could, those similarities are true, but mm-hmm. the one similarity that ain't the truth.
Oh no,
he can't coach stars.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
can't
yeah.
coach stars.
Yeah, and we've seen that. You know, and we'll see how that progresses. But going back to Greg Pop, no, he's top two. Like, if somebody says Phil Jackson is the greatest, all right, cool. Somebody said Greg Pop the greatest, all right, cool. Ain't nobody else you can say is the greatest.
Yeah.
In terms of NBA head coaching for their career. You can't name no other person.
And I rather,
realistically, who else would you put up there?
And I'd rather give it to Pop if we're talking about him and Phil, because Phil had the greatest players ever.
But to the last point that you made about coaching stars, there have been other head coaches to coach Michael Jordan and Scottie and or Scottie and Kobe Bryant and or Shaq. right?
Yes.
And what
yes.
did they do? They ain't win damn thing.
Yeah.
So that says a lot to Phil Jackson.
Did Doug Collins win one with MJ?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. First round exits with Doug Collins. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at those first years of Kobe with the Lakers with Shaq and all of that. They had Dell Harris. I'll never forget because that squad was loaded. You talk about Nick Van Exel, Eldon Campbell, Eddie Jones, Kobe off the bench, Shaq. You know what I'm saying? Like, that squad was ridiculous. What did Dell Harris do? Mm-hmm. Oh, they lost to Utah in the second round. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, it's not always about accumulation of talent. It's how do you get that talent to play on the same accord. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why the only other coach, and this is, to me, it's still early, even though he's had tremendous success, that you could even put on that level in the future is going to be Steve Kerr. Because Mark Jackson had them. And Mark Jackson was instrumental.
He got screwed.
He didn't get screwed.
I think he got screwed.
He wasn't.
He got screwed.
He just.
Be what you think. You think he got screwed or he was? It just wasn't him?
Yeah, I kind of think he got Tony Dungy.
So he got screwed.
Look, I've.
Don't listen to the media.
No.
Don't listen to the media, man.
It's not the media. It's really my own two cents. Like, when I look at that situation, right, when you look at the difference between what Mark Jackson was doing versus what Steve Kerr is doing, is night and day. However, Mark Jackson was instrumental in laying the foundation for those guys' progression in terms of Klay Thompson's of the world, in terms of the Steph Curry's, in terms of the Draymond's, mm-hmm. in terms of all of those young guys that they drafted. If it wasn't for Mark Jackson, we wouldn't see what Golden State is. Because
he
right
was
now.
Prolific. He was the first one saying, this is the greatest backcourt ever.
Yep. Greatest shooting backcourt.
Greatest shooting backcourt ever.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Too.
I would even expand and say the greatest backcourt ever.
We just found out on Dan and Gaming that words matter. So, don't be like Eric. Shooting like backcourt.
Right. Well, I would say greatest backcourt ever.
It's arguable now.
Who's better?
Who's better
that won three rings? That's on their fourth.
Mitch Richmond and who?
Get out of here with Mitch Richmond.
Come on, Tim Hardaway.
Nick Van Exel and Eddie Jones.
No.
Talking about, was it Penny Hardaway and what?
Kenny Anderson.
Nick Anderson.
Come on, like, for real. Like, I don't know of a better backcourt. And that's why I say it's very arguable. I don't know because
Zeke and Clay. I mean, Zeke and Dumars.
Yeah. Terry Porter and Clyde.
Yeah, but they only won two.
Yep. Byron Scott, Magic.
You're reaching with Byron.
Byron,
he was nice.
What you mean?
He was complimentary, but he wasn't. Yeah.
He was somebody you weren't going to leave open, though.
No, of course, but
Clay opened regardless.
Yeah, and he played good defense, too. He was a good defender.
Yeah, but he was he special like that?
I mean,
he wasn't special. He was nice, yeah. But he wasn't special.
Yeah.
You know, so in terms of somebody saying the best backcourt, I won't argue too hard.
Who was the two guard when Kevin Johnson was playing?
Dan Marley.
Yeah.
Thunder Dan.
Exactly. It's always Dan you get the was one, nice, but, and you'd be like, who was the one? Yeah. Like, nah, yeah, you got to sit back on that.
Because obviously the Bulls don't have it because of, you know,
I say Zeke and Dumars because they sat down with him.
But I would say this Warriors has three going on four.
Yeah, but it was a different era, though.
Tougher era.
Yeah, the game was played different.
And they were undersized.
Michael Jordan still say Dumars was one of the best defenders they ever guarded him.
And
6'3".
Yeah, and they made Jordan.
Jordan admitted that, too. Because to me, Isaiah is the greatest point guard ever. Like, I'll put Isaiah over Magic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just because.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I had a conversation with somebody today about that. That dude was, he's a dog's dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
they ain't built like him.
And he
confused you because he looked like he the nicest guy in the world, but he'll take
your
heart.
He looked like a choir boy.
Yeah.
So how can you reason to say that Isaiah was better than Magic?
Because if you gave Isaiah Kareem, or you know what I'm saying, like,
but I think he
would have won at least six of them.
But I think that their greatness was interchangeable, in a sense that it doesn't matter if you put Magic with Detroit or you put Isaiah with the Lakers.
Nah, you can't have Magic with Detroit. You can't have Showtime
Magic
in Detroit.
Would not have gotten Detroit over. Nah.
Nah. You can't have Showtime in Detroit, man.
You think Magic would have won a title with Detroit?
Special. Yo, let me put
Magic
something
making
out there.
Everybody better, man.
Thank you. Let me put something out there right now.
Like, and don't get me wrong, Michael Cooper is a hell of a player.
Are you saying
he
duplicates what he did in L.A. and Detroit? He gets five.
Oh, I don't know about
that. Yeah, I'm not saying
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not going to
win some championships.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
going to win some championships, yeah, though.
I'm saying,
I don't know how many.
You think
yes. Look, Magic Johnson.
I don't know five.
I think.
But would he at least get the two?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he
I don't know if he'd get the two.
Yes, he would.
Look, going against Jordan like that, too?
No. Yes.
Going against Isaiah. Now, we're flipping him, right? So Isaiah is now on L.A.
Kareem, Isaiah, Byron Scott.
Look. I think in NBA history, there's only been a handful of guys that is interchangeable in terms of it doesn't matter what team they play for or what era of basketball they play on. Magic is that guy. You could put four scrubs with Magic and he get them to the playoffs, bro. I'm not saying he can win no championship with no four scrubs.
You're talking championships.
But if you
with
give
Joe
him a
D,
but if you give him Detroit, he's gonna win chips.
You gotta
everybody.
But you gotta look at the landscape too. We talking about the East. We talking about
okay.
Bird. We talking about
yeah.
Jordan. We talking about
yeah.
you know the pace. Like we
I'm talking
about
all
teams.
That. Yeah. Because you know how we were just talking about how, you know, me coming up in high school, right? And I was groomed to have freedom as a point guard,
mm-hmm.
right? Whatever I see in terms of if I wanted to score, whatever play I wanted to call, whatever I wanted to do, right? Magic Johnson. Do y'all know about that story about him and Pat Riley one time in practice? Pat Riley was trying to – it was either Pat Riley or the coach before him. But somebody was trying to get in Magic's ass during practice. And Magic looked at the coach and said, we don't need no playbook. This is the playbook. Bruh, Magic Johnson can play anytime, anywhere, and elevate everybody
on
his squad.
I'm not saying he can't, but I'm saying Isaiah set the tone. He was the bad
now,
boy.
Now, Magic would have set the tone.
No, but I'm saying, but for that
but
city,
Magic was
no,
on
for that city,
that identity, no, of course, that identity would be different. How just like the Lakers' identity
but
would be
Lakers
different with Isaiah.
He was on was loaded.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
Okay. And the Detroit wasn't
not the way LA was
no,
loaded.
They were loaded.
We had thugs.
That's what I'm saying.
It was
Dumars,
a bunch of thugs. It was Dumars.
Is
and
it
pretty much the rest was thugs?
Exactly.
Ben Lambeer, Rick Mahorn,
John
Sally,
Rob the Thug.
Lambeer was a stretch five. I know Chuck Daly is gone, but he was a stretch five. You had John Sally that could hit a 15-foot mid-range back then. And he was long. And Mark Aguirre. You had Joe Dumars that had everything on the court. You had
the worm.
Dennis Rodman, a young Dennis Rodman.
Where's the Kareem? Where's the Michael Cooper? Where's the
James
the,
Worthy?
All
the James
James Worthy.
Worthy,
right.
All I'm
I'm
saying,
an old man.
All I'm saying is Magic would have elevated those guys and got those guys easier shots than even Isaiah because Isaiah was a score first point
and
guard.
None of and I agree with you saying.
You know, he could pass too.
None of them guys are Kareem though.
I feel
none
you.
Of the guys you mentioned are Kareem.
I feel you.
And to me that's
and
the biggest
what?
That's a huge
and,
thing.
And what did Magic do his rookie year? Win a championship without Kareem. That's all I know.
What
position he started? Oh,
played
okay,
off five positions.
Thank you.
But that's because it's hype.
Isaiah scored 25 with a cast on.
Chuck Daly be like, I want you to get 16 assists tonight.
Yep.
I give you 16 assists. Chuck Daly was like, I want you to score
you
know
30
tonight.
Now that I think, well,
Isaiah scored 30.
Really, I know Magic scored, but did he really score?
He didn't score like that.
Isaiah was a better shooter.
He averaged like 17 or 18 in his career. Magic.
Yeah.
But
because I'm almost on your side now that I'm thinking about it. Now
I told you, Magic will win some. He'll win some championships.
He'll win,
but I'm thinking about who. Where would he? I guess he would make up for the offense that he's
not producing.
Magic couldn't shoot like that.
But let me put y'all onto a stat. Let me put y'all onto a stat. There is a stat in the NBA that was even recorded back then that is called points for, accounted for,
mm-hmm.
right? And that means how many points you scored and also how many points you assisted on. The difference between Magic and Isaiah, where Isaiah would actually score those points, Magic would assist on those points.
Right.
So if we're looking at that complete stat, right? And I don't know, maybe you want to fact check it, Ken? You want to see if you could maybe pull it up where we can see how much they averaged, right? In terms of Isaiah scoring and his assists versus Magic scoring and assists. I guarantee you that they're not that far off in terms of total points that they account for because they're both equally great. It's just one was a better passer versus one being a better scorer.
And we can't hold that. At the end of the day, it's all about efficiency. Both of those guys were super efficient. I don't hold it against Matt.
I'm just saying that for what I see as a dominant point guard, Isaiah fits that mold more than Magic is for me. Because he was a dog. That's what I'm saying. Like,
so Magic wasn't a dog?
Man, Magic.
Magic had a. He Magic was no. A Magic dog. Is a dog. I'm never gonna disrespect Magic. Magic I'm just gonna say
Magic was like, give me that ball. With yeah.
No, I'm
left.
Not saying that. I'm gonna make something happen. I'm just saying that if you put Magic in Detroit, I do not see him doing more. I don't see him doing more than Isaiah. I see Isaiah doing more in LA than I see.
All I'm saying is
Magic doing more in Detroit.
Look, because the Lakers did have a better overall squad. I give you that. Mm-hmm. However, whatever Isaiah was able to do, I think Magic can either match that or eclipse that.
I disagree with that.
And likewise, the other way, though. Likewise, I think that they're equal in terms of what they meant for their squad.
Yeah.
And like you said, I think that he brought that identity to Detroit. If Magic was on that squad, I don't know if they're the Bad Boy Pistons.
Exactly.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't know if they take on that type of identity. However, they take on Magic's identity. Mm-hmm. And Magic's identity, even though it was fun and free-flowing, they won games like that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They won hella games. Because you can't – I'm going to tell you like this, man. The one thing you cannot stop in basketball is a playmaker. Because how do you have a bad day as a playmaker? Your vision don't stop.
Yeah.
You might have one or two passes that are off.
They both don't have to score to dominate.
So at the end of the day, that's the reason why I'm saying, to me, it don't matter. It don't. You swap them out, they both gonna win.
And I know we went on a tangent, but okay. So let's go back to the original point. Does Doc Rivers leave the Clippers for LA?
I don't know
for the Lakers.
Well, hold on. Ken pulled up.
I can't find it, but
you can't.
Magic was crazy,
yeah,
bro.
Ken, I can't believe you was doubting me on that.
Magic was
come on now, stop. Let's not forget.
I would never disrespect Magic.
Yeah,
but
I think he'll get two.
Yeah, of course. I'm
but that's what I'm saying.
I can't see more than possibly.
I can't see more than
I think Magic
would have suffered that phantom call. He would suffer that phantom call.
Just think about with Kareem though.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
But yeah, but I think the point was they're interchangeable.
Yeah,
so
they are.
Because
some
people going to be successful.
Some people say
way,
some, right? most, a lot of people say they 1A and 1B. Like yep. pretty much, they both got them like at the top, but they just 1A 1B. It doesn't matter who you.
And let me give you my reason why I put Magic above Isaiah, because I feel what Isaiah can do, we've seen at a small guard position, right? We've seen D Rose be an Isaiah type point guard. We've seen
stupid, bro.
Steph Curry, you know, different games. But what I mean is scoring first point guards that can also
numbers.
That can also, you know, make plays and assist. Mm-hmm. Right,
21 and 14.
When you look at Magic, right? There's very few people that I watch play the game of basketball, and I don't know what the hell they're gonna do. When Magic come down the court, you don't know where the ball going. Mm-hmm. You don't know if he coming down, he gonna layup, over here, you don't know. So how can you guard that? How can you guard what you don't know what's gonna happen? Magic don't know what's gonna happen. He goes out there and he just imposes his will. And to me, that's the reason why I put it to you. And I've said, I'm on record of saying this. This is not the first time I've said this. If we had a fantasy draft of NBA legends and I had the very first pick,
Magic is
your favorite. I'm taking Magic Johnson. Right, it don't matter what else I pick.
You're fooling on that one.
Oh, you tripping.
Who would you take?
Everybody's available. Wilt. Robert, all of them. Kareem,
because even though I'm young, I love old school back to the basket. You know, I'm thinking about Kareem, but I'm like, how you skip out on? You can't pass over MJ. Like he built his whole career on that being skipped over. You know what I'm saying? Like he was the number two draft pick. Or
who'd you take, B?
If Magic and MJ are off the board, who you
take? Isaiah fucking Thomas.
Boom!
I knew he was.
And you?
Don't say LeBron because you're going to go to the next topic.
We got the same birthday, man. Me and Z got the same birthday.
It's between Akeem or Kareem. Man, give me Akeem, man.
I know Akeem over Kareem?
Yeah, give me Akeem. Akeem?
Hey, no, I'm not disrespecting. I'm just saying, but like.
I know.
Sky Hook. You like the Sky Hook.
The Sky Hook is unguardable. the Skyhook is unguarded.
And I'm surprised. I'm surprised a lot of centers haven't tried to like
the game don't call for it.
I'm surprised.
The game don't call for it.
You couldn't guard Akeem either.
I know you can't.
He was unstoppable.
For me, it was more of like everybody talk about the Shake, but he could shoot like outside too.
Yeah.
Like
he had it all, man.
And he got boards. And he played D. Like he did everything you needed him to.
Like David Robinson,
he could pass a little bit.
David Robinson still have nightmares.
So all right, so let's just go through our top five. I kind of like this.
You talking about fill out the roster?
Fill out your starting five.
Are we take like do we like if you say somebody can't have that person in?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So if I already got them, y'all can't get them.
So who do y'all say first?
So I got Magic. You took MJ.
Yeah.
You took Isaiah. Mm-hmm. You took Akeem.
All right.
So then I guess to make it fair, you start. I'll go last this time. So you be then Nick, then me, and then I'll go, and then we'll keep going zigzag like that. So now who's your second pick?
Wait.
He going with his heart. He ain't going with his head.
Hey.
You got Akeem the GM hat on. He got the fan hat.
Fourth quarter. Wade in the fourth quarter with Akeem.
You don't got to yell. Hey, that's your pick.
Hey, man, what about you, B? Hey. Who you taking second? So you got Isaiah so far. Who else you got? How you filling out this roster?
Man. Okay, so I got my playmaker point guard. I guess give me Kareem.
I was just about to say that.
Give me the best. Who you want?
You got MJ.
The best center.
If I got MJ, I'm gonna have to go with. Give me Pat. Pat Ewing.
Pat Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Shaq.
That was a good one.
Give me Shaq. Magic and Shaq.
Magic and Shaq.
Yeah, that was.
So the Laker roster.
I'll go again. Yeah, I am.
Go ahead,
I'm going to stick with the Lakers. Give me Kobe.
I was going to say that. I knew he was going to go.
Give me Kobe. Who you got, Nick?
I can't have two bigs like that. Give me Stockton, point guard.
Damn it. Okay. I was going to get Stockton. I need a point guard. Shit.
I mean, these two wouldn't have probably get along. But give me Bird.
Damn it! Give me Bird too. Shit,
because Bird had that dog in him too.
Hell yeah, he did.
All right, it's me.
Underrated playmaker,
Tim Duncan, baby.
Okay. Ooh.
So Akeem, nice. Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And who you got now? It's your turn now. Mm-hmm. So is that
you
got to
get that
fourth?
No, it's you.
It's you.
You double up.
We're doing the snake style.
Pick last, pick first.
You're doing the snake style, like in fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your fourth guy, right?
Oh man, yeah.
Because who you got? Akeem, Duncan.
Who else?
Who else? Who's your guard? Oh, and D-Wade. Yep. So this is your fourth pick,
this
right?
This is your
here.
First pick.
I need a point. Damn, man. You messed me up with Stockton. I needed
There's
a point.
A lot of point guards.
There's
man.
A lot of point guards.
I know.
I know who I would pick for you.
I know. I'm thinking for point guard,
mm-hmm.
I know who I would pick, too.
After he picked, let's see if we were on the same page.
You better
need
get
a small forward, too.
It's all these legends.
Kyrie.
Wow. You know who I was thinking?
Point guard?
Yeah.
J. Kidd.
Because you got your point guard?
Yeah, Stockton.
I was thinking Penny.
No, J. Kidd.
I could have I'm J. always Kidd. When I'm thinking about J. players, Kidd. I'm thinking about Kidd if I pick you now, I'll be happy with you for your full career.
No, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
J. Kidd.
So you picked who? For your point guard?
Kyrie.
So then it's on you.
It's on me.
Yeah.
So who I got? I got Akeem. Zeke.
No, you ain't got a
Kareem. I got Kareem, Zeke, and a Bird.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a two guard. Damn, who is my two guard? Well, I mean, he could be a long-ass two guard. Kevin Durant. So I got Zeke, Durant,
That was a
Bird.
Great pick. That was a great pick.
It's on you, Nick.
Look at people's face. People are like,
damn.
Shit. I'm gonna have to go with LeBron.
Mother, that's who I was.
Because I was really thinking about
LeBron before Kobe.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Well, the way I'm building my team.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I was thinking about getting Giannis, but I'm like, he can't shoot yet. And we don't know how that's gonna end. But also shout out to Melo. I was thinking about getting.
You don't want Melo at the end of his career?
Hey, Melo, my sixth man.
Oh man. Damn.
So this is your fifth, right?
My fourth and my fifth.
because I go back to back.
This is your fifth. You just picked. Yeah, I need a small. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's my fourth and my fifth. So I got Magic, Kobe, and Shaq.
Right.
I need some shooting. I need some hellified shooting. Give me Dirk. Give me Dirk for number four.
Okay.
At my four. And then three. Give me.
This is the last one.
KD is off the board. Damn. Hold on. Let me think. Cause I need somebody. Let me see. You know what? Give me Pip. Give me Scottie Pippen.
That's a good one.
Give me Scottie Pippen.
That's a good one.
Yep. Lock all y'all niggas up.
That's what I need.
Lock all y'all niggas up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to get all our squads down. Because I want to write this down. So who your POPG?
So my PG is, I got Magic, Kobe.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Magic. Because I want to put this like on social media.
Yeah.
Magic, Kobe. Who else?
Magic, Kobe, Scottie Pippen.
Pip.
Dirt and Shaq.
Ooh. That Shaq, I hate that. I forgot. Ooh. I don't know how I forgot about Shaq.
Ooh.
Hold up 1 second.
You know what? Nobody picked Wilt.
Wilt ain't got no competition, though.
And I never seen that old man play. So
He had Bill Russell. And Bill Russell.
That was enough.
Have you seen some of those games?
Who was your
go through your squad real quick? I got Stockton. I got MJ. I got LeBron. And Pat Ewing.
Okay.
My final pick, I'm going with KG.
That's good, too. Okay. That's good, too.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
KG, hold on.
Wow.
So, Ken, this
yo. Yeah, so I got Kyrie. I got
Wade.
I got a King. I got Duncan. God dang.
Your squad kind of slow.
I'm about to say, your squad kind of boring.
Dr. J.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Dr. Who is your point guard? You got Wade. And who's
I got Kyrie.
I was going to say, Kyrie got you with the shooter. I was like, Wade is athletic and all that.
He got mid-range,
but
Fourth quarter, Kyrie. We can talk about it after we over. Yeah. We can talk about our teams after we over.
All right.
After the B-pick is.
I mean, but I got the best one.
Power four. Oh, man. Who would be my power four? Yeah, you took mine, actually.
Dirk?
Yep. But I got Bird, though, so that'll work out. Damn.
Got the mailman out there still.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't stand the mailman, though. Jesus, but he was fucking consistent, yep. though.
Mid-range. Mid-range your ass.
Man. Now you about to have me look at Power Four's list.
I was just trying to go off the. I didn't want to look at the list. I was just going with my heart, who I could think of. Damn, that KD pick was nice though. I wish I could have had. That boy's unstoppable.
You get
Zach Randolph.
Hey Randolph, he's solid.
He had a career.
Bro, you could really pick Giannis to play the four.
You could, but he wouldn't like to play the four. Not against some of the boys that we picked. Like,
nah, but when you can get 15, 60 rebounds, bro, I don't care. Like, that's generational. He can do that, I think, against anybody as long as he is.
K-Love's still out there.
Hold on. Give me one more second, y'all.
Chris Bosh out there, too.
Yeah, Bosh is out there.
This I might have to go with. Oh shit!
Robert Horry out there.
No,
it's the big shot.
I can't even. Chris Webber.
No.
Webber was a beast.
He was a beast.
Webber was nice though.
Rasheed.
No. Fuck! I don't want to sign.
Just saying, man. Come on, you know you got to. It's all about it's. You the GM. You setting up the team. You built the team for success. It ain't got to be who you like. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to pick LeBron, but I had to.
That's who I really wanted. I'll trade you. I traded Scottie Pippen for LeBron.
I was like, give me Shaq.
Giannis played for him? Giannis really played pretty much everything, bro. The man, like, 7 feet tall, man.
I wouldn't pick Giannis at the four, though, just because, like,
Duncan gonna eat his ass.
Yeah,
up.
I would just see, yeah, like,
Anthony Davis.
You could go Anthony Davis.
Oh, AD. That would be big.
Let me look at this. Wait a minute. Okay, I got three dogs. So, yeah, Anthony Davis.
I was wondering if you were going to say it. I was like, man, he right there.
Yeah,
because that's the KG Davis matchup right there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He don't got that dog in him, but we got enough dogs to where he can still do his fucking thing. He don't need to be the dog. All right, so here go the lineups. So, for me, I got Zeke, Durant, Bird, Anthony Davis, and Kareem. Vifo got Magic, Kobe, Pippen, Dirt, and Shaq. Nick got Stockton, MJ, Brian, KG, Patrick Ewing. And Ken got Kyrie, Wade, Dr. J, Duncan, and Hakeem Olajuwon.
You picked Dr. J?
That's just going to be bad.
Your team lightweight trash. Crazy. Who play defense on your team outside of Wade?
Hakeem?
You got Hakeem? Okay, I'll give you a kid.
Duncan?
Okay.
Wade? Yeah, Duncan.
But
Kyrie been playing
but here, but here's but they're
so,
not.
So who's your four? KG?
Yeah.
And your four is
AD.
Anthony Davis. AD, and my four is Dirk. Like, in certain matchups, I would say Tim Duncan would get exposed, right? Like, because
he can't guard on the perimeter?
Because he can't guard on the perimeter.
Hey, but what like y'all – if y'all stay on the court, because he gets you in foul trouble. Because I'm going to put you in the post, baby, and eat you alive.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
And I got the mid – and he got
about,
the mid-range.
And these players that we're talking about, these are like prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting Minnesota KG.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's – and you MVP had like Tim,
KG.
You had like Tim Duncan hadn't played against Minnesota.
I'm just
KG.
Saying.
No, of course. No. All right.
So he's used to it.
No, and that's the reason
I'm
why
saying they
I say,
cancel. They'll probably cancel
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, those two cancel out. I would say to me, I feel like I would have a slight advantage.
He played against Dirk too, bro.
No, I understand. And you see what Dirk did to everybody? The one-legged shot?
Okay.
Mr. Unblockable next to Kareem? Like, bro.
Tim Duncan's the greatest power forward of all time.
I give you
and
that.
I know we talk about matchups, but still.
I give you that. Hey, all I know
I
is that
push.
My power forward is top 10 in scoring all time. That's what
I was
going
to say. I got the two GOATs. I'm the only person who got two GOATs. So I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, LeBron and MJ.
MJ going to punch LeBron in the chin to get him.
LeBron's
get that
your downfall. He could be your downfall.
Nah, look.
Y'all not gonna say nothing about my team, huh?
No, we are. You're
Zeke,
not
KD there.
That's not even fair.
You there?
Zeke, Durant, hey, Bird,
KD,
Durant,
KD
and Bird.
With the best team because he finally with some guys.
You said what? What did you say?
KD's on the best team.
Oh, I got Zeke.
Because he couldn't do it by himself, so he just joined
KD,
up with
Bird. My front court is
LeBron
is
killing Bird.
My front court is Bird, Anthony Davis, and Kareem. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play defense against y'all.
And then my two guard is freaking Kevin Durant, and I got Zeke in the backcourt.
That's cool. I got Kobe.
My front court is LeBron, KG, Pat Ewing. Backcourt is Stockton and MJ. That's
Kyrie.
You know what?
You got two pass first guys.
Yeah,
Stockton and Bryant.
But I have chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're willing to give it up.
You do. And you have a lot of defense. Offensive
KG
guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? KG, LeBron, MJ, Stockton. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing I like about your squad.
I texted y'all the thing. So
and who's going to stop Kyrie? Kyrie's unguardable.
I think MJ would guard Kyrie.
Okay, then it'll leave Wade to take out Stockton.
But because that works to me because Wade isn't a 3-point. He's not special. He's mid-range. So that'll help Stockton at least.
Stockton hang with Wade.
I'm not saying you can hang with him, but I'm just saying that would help at least, like, he ain't going to be knocking everything down. That's not
I'm surprised nobody picked Curry.
Yep.
He's
a lot of
AI.
I almost
we're
picked
AI,
him over
yeah.
Kyrie.
Damn,
but
I forgot about AI. Yep.
We're AI.
I can't have too many ball hunt.
I wanted to pick Curry over Kyrie, but I like – the reason why I picked Kyrie is because we already know offensively he's the man. But we've seen a different version of Kyrie we haven't ever seen before. He's passing the ball, and, you know, the rebounds are, you know, the triple-double stuff is, you know, a fluke. But not somewhat a fluke, but the assist that he's doing now.
All I want to know is who guarded Magic. That I feel like I have the
– we all, we
at
have
one position.
Yeah,
I think I have
true.
The single greatest advantage at one position.
No, because I think LeBron at the three in his prime
okay, so you have the advantage at the small forward position.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say two.
But I feel
MJ guarding the Kobe.
No,
easy.
Of course. No.
Well, not if, easy, but he guarded.
But if anybody's gonna match MJ to cancel him out, it's Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously I'm giving you MJ, you know, but I don't think that you're dominating the two guard position, because obviously Kobe and D Wade, we're talking about the three best shooting guards that ever played in the
game. But,
and then we got the damn 7-foot shooting guard.
But there's an order of those three shooting guards.
Of course. But I feel that like Kobe's only one step down from MJ. The only thing that separates them two to me.
No, I wouldn't say one step. I think he's at least two steps.
Because
MJ won Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. MJ, like,
I'm pretty sure Kobe was all first team all defense.
I'm just saying, like, MJ,
he played in the era that, you know, the Ben Wallaces, and Ben Wallace won four straight Defensive Player of the Year.
MJ was like, it was a big deal for Wade to get those, you know, to be number one leading the block. MJ's there too. You know what I'm saying? Like, MJ could get steals. MJ got 50 and 8 steals in one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Kobe, and see, y'all got me out here defending Kobe. But all I know is that Kobe.
Your backcourt, like, that Magic and Kobe is fucking deadly. That
it is.
That
Magic, thank you. I appreciate it. Kobe raises his level of game. Like, because we already know Jordan talk hella shit.
He pretty much got, like, two, possibly, arguably, the best wing defenders in Kobe and Pippen on his squad. That's a problem. That's a problem.
See, because when y'all started picking the three, I was like, ooh, I got to try to get LeBron. But if I couldn't get LeBron, I knew I had to get somebody that can guard anybody. You know what I'm saying? That could guard one,
Pippen,
two, three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you talking about one of the 50 greatest. And he could play off the ball. He don't want the ball like that. Mm-hmm. He could fill the lane with Magic. So can Kobe. And you already know what Shaq gonna do. Ha ha. Throw it up there. You know, so I don't know. I think it'll
Kyle
be
laughing at your picks, Ken. Kyle like, but I'm still shaking my head at Ken. Did y'all put it on the podcast? Yeah, we recording live now.
There. It's going on there.
Hey.
Ken over there thinking real hard.
Champion, baby. Champion.
Shit.
A king. Hey,
you know what? We should do like a little mini bracket and just have the people vote.
That's why I sent y'all on the thread. So like, if one of y'all can put it on a Twitter or some type of
poll and
poll
stuff
or something like that. Yeah, like put all our starting fives that we pick draft style.
I think the two players, because I got all my favorite players except Kyrie and Dr. J.
You picked Dr. J. He's a legend. He's a legend.
Once Pippen was off the board and Durant was off the board.
But he was really the first high flyer, bro.
Yeah, and that's
now he was MJ before MJ. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was like, okay, well, if there's another guy I know that got busy, Dr. J.
Yeah.
We'll just, hey, y'all try to stop us.
You don't got no shooters, though, Ken.
Nah, you don't. Kyrie.
Wade is a streaky shooter.
He is streaky. Dang,
Wade's a scorer.
Dr. J was a shooter. Not no 3-point shooter at all. He was a slasher.
I know he was a slasher. Yeah. I mean, you know where we're going. We're going in the post.
I can't believe y'all disrespecting my squad like this.
We're not disrespecting.
This is scary. And just imagine. Wow, this is a scary squad.
Bird is the one that I'll be worried about.
And we're talking about players in their prime. Like, this ain't bad back Bird. We're talking about Bird averaging 26, 7, and 7, Bird.
Who'd you go with your 4? AD? And who's your 5? Kareem.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all like kind of disrespecting my team, man.
That's a nice one.
Because we're talking about a 7-foot shooting guard, which is unfair.
A 6'9 small forward.
6'9 small forward. That is a very underrated playmaker.
Yes.
So like, on a squad like that,
and
I don't even think
open.
He would even try to score. It's just, bro, I'll shoot open joints and I'm going to get everybody else.
I'm going to get everybody. Zeke going to spread the love to everybody.
And then
and the reason why I didn't get AI, because I didn't want a small backcourt.
I feel you.
That's a little-ass backcourt if I had AI.
It is. And then with AD, you got a guy that can do a little bit of everything. He can spread out the court.
Man.
You know, he's big enough to bang. You know what I'm saying? Long
he can
enough
run the court.
Very high IQ. Mm-hmm. And he don't got to be the man.
Nope.
And then you got Kareem with, you know, next to MJ, the most next unstoppable shot in NBA history. So
Eat, Kareem. Eat, and if you get double teamed because they can't block your sky hook, kick it out to Bird.
I think he the greatest.
Kareem, I don't have no issue when people say
he the greatest because he's won on every single level.
I think people need
level.
To start saying he's the greatest.
Yeah.
He's won on every single level.
All I know is this, though. Right, like, I got Magic, and me personally, I feel he's the greatest point guard of all time.
Now, you probably had the best backcourt out of all.
Out of everybody, maybe, very arguable. I can't disregard anybody else's backcourt.
I know,
but I know with Shaq, I got the most physically dominant, imposing guy against all these four teams.
He remember? Shaq, remember Akeem?
No, no. Hey, look, I'm not disrespecting
I'm
the
just
king.
Saying.
Are you picking L.A. Shaq or Orlando Shaq?
I'm picking young man Shaq. Up, run up Orlando? And down Shaq.
So Orlando.
Whichever version
think,
of Shaq.
I think
say
three-point Shaq. I mean, three-peat Shaq.
Three-peat Shaq. Okay, fine. When he got a little bit more size on him.
Yeah,
that's cool.
He was
and he was still nimble.
He was putting centers in foul trouble quick.
Yep.
Except Akeem.
That's the only one he got. That's the only candle he got.
Akeem ain't messing with that Scott Hook, though.
You know, I'll put Dirk on Akeem. And I'll put Shaq on Tim Duncan.
And Akeem will use Dirk.
I know, but I'm just saying it's a better matchup, though.
No.
Because Akeem would take Shaq way out the paint.
Whoa. David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Rick Smits, Shaquille O'Neal, all of them got work.
I'm not saying look, Kent. What I'm saying,
think Dirk is going to be able to do something?
He's
talking about just moving them out.
Strategic, exactly. Because at the end of the day, right? How did Akeem really go at Shaq? It wasn't always in the post. He brought him out to that free throw line, showed him a couple ball fakes, shot a couple of free throw line jumpers, and he also got him off the dribble.
What you think Dirk going to do? Dirk don't play defense like that.
But I'm just saying Dirk has better lateral quickness than Shaq does. I just think that it's a bigger mismatch. I got you. I think it's a bigger mismatch. Akeem on the perimeter against Shaq versus Dirk is all I'm saying. I'm respecting Akeem's perimeter game because you say you want to go in the post.
As a matter of – go ahead. I don't think I would put – I probably would put Akeem on Dirk.
Okay.
Over Tim Duncan.
And all I'm saying is Tim Duncan isn't going to venture out there, especially if he has Akeem as his playmate. Like, he's the one that's going to be more so in the post.
Right.
So that's why I want Shaq there.
Duncan can guard Shaq, too.
Shit. Can nobody out here guard Shaq? I don't care what nobody say.
You act like Duncan didn't play against – man, Duncan gave Shaq that work, too.
I'm not saying he didn't, but who got more chips?
Duncan?
How many Duncan got?
Five.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he got four.
Yeah. Duncan got the same amount as Kobe.
He only played for one coach.
All right, man.
So did we all talk? So again, going back, Doc leaving,
digressing like 40 damn
Doc,
levels.
Is Doc leaving for the Lakers?
Right? I think he is.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if he's leaving. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, when stories like this get leaked, it's because they want him out there, and I just think that it's more of a value thing.
People were saying. Does Doc have inside information of like, oh, people ain't really going to come to the Clippers. They more likely to come to the Lakers. Like, he's saying like, because, you know, this summer is big for them too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's specifically big for this city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's going to get who?
Yeah.
And if he's got inside information, like, you know, you people talk to people all the time. You know, we like L.A., but, you know, if I'm going to pick some team in L.A., I'd rather go to the Lakers. And he's like, you know what?
He might like what.
And you know, Doc don't like rebuilding at all.
But Doc might like what Jerry West got cooking.
Exactly. And here's the thing: I think honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm taking my LeBron shades off. The Clippers have a more interesting situation than the Lakers do, because
is it
because
of just Jerry or is it because of the Clippers?
It has 85% to do with Jerry West because he's the one that's really calling the shots, and the way that. You know, he maneuvered that trade with Philly by getting that Miami first-round pick, I think, was huge.
Yes, it
right?
was.
Because remember what I texted y'all? I just said, GOAT GM. And I meant that for Jerry West. I think that the fact that Doc was able to get this squad into who the hell thought the Clippers had any business in the playoff race? No, I know I
Nobody,
did it.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about Jerry West. But I think it says more about Doc. And I think that Jerry West is good either way, if Doc leaves or if he don't. But I think that if they can get some talent and they have space for two max guys, if Doc can do this with that, what is he going to do with like a KD and Kawhi or a Kawhi and Kyrie or whatever combination of two players that go over there when they don't have a guy that
and you got Lou Williams,
guy is Lou
and
Williams.
You got Lou Williams come off the bench just filling it up.
Yeah. Did you see that game winner all tonight?
Woo. Number
nah,
bottom. Nothing but bottom.
Nah.
Nothing but bottom. Against the Nets.
We got to give Lou Williams his flies too.
Yeah.
He's the greatest six man of all time.
I always
literally.
Had it with Jamal Crawford.
But I think Lou is passing him.
Mm-hmm. Man, that dude is just all instant buckets.
Instant buckets, man.
That's crazy.
Instant buckets. So, to me, if Doc can do that with this, we forgot, and you give him two guys.
We forgot Benny Johnson, too, with Magic. If Magic would have went there, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So, why are we talking about Doc Rivers? Because what rumor came out? Because I think it's been updated.
What are you seeing?
That he just got an extension.
No, he got that extension like 10 so months ago.
That's what I thought. So why? Yeah. Oh, they just Bleacher Report in their headlines. It says Clippers extend Doc Rivers. But then when I clicked on it, it says he shoots down coaching rumors saying he's not going anywhere, which I don't believe. They all got to say that. Mm-hmm. But then Wilbon, did you guys talk about this? Mm-mm. Wilbon says that Doc Rivers has been told LeBron James doesn't want to be coach. That's my first. I've always heard that the opposite. Mm-hmm.
I've always said
his whole career.
Maybe that's out of context. Maybe it's like, I don't want to be coached by him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Look,
he's always wanted a real coach.
All I know is that LeBron's never really had a championship coach.
But LeBron is picky, though.
He is picky.
Before Phil Jackson said that posse stuff about him, I think he would have listened to Phil, and definitely he listened to Greg. But outside of that, he don't really – and Pat, he'll listen to Pat. Mm-hmm. It's more like the people he grew up watching, I guess.
Of course.
Coach.
So here's what Michael Wilbon said for contents for everybody out there listening. There are people in Southern California right now in that environment telling Doc he doesn't want to do this. And one of those reasons is simply LeBron James. He's been told by people, and I know this, LeBron doesn't want to be coached. He's never been coached by someone with that kind of personality, command, authority, acumen, intellect. He's rejected that, so Doc is being reminded of that by people. I don't know, man. I mean, I know these people have inside information, but I don't think you want Pat Riley to come down from, you know, the box seats if you don't want to be coach. Like, this is the first time I've ever heard that throughout his whole career, yep, that he doesn't want to be coach. So, I don't know.
We'll see. It'll be an interesting storyline. The battle for L.A.
All right, so let's jump into some of these topics. We could try to fly through these real quick. Let me see. Can you see how much time we got over there? We're recording. Okay. All right, so it's 10:48. All right, cool. So, the Browns, man. You guys think the Browns going to get over the hump?
Like I said, I think the expectation of that squad, I think Super Bowl is putting way too much on their plate. You're talking about a rookie head coach. You're talking about second-year quarterback. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the first, like, you know, we're looking at that offense like we looked at the Rams offense a year ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is Sean McVay. Sean McVay is proven. He made it to the Super Bowl. He got Jared Goff over the hump. However, I think that the proper expectation for Cleveland is the division. When you look at the Steelers, they're not as good, but I think they're still a threat. You still got Big Ben. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, first ballot. So it is what it is. They're still a threat. You look at Cincinnati. What is Cincinnati? They've had the same.
Side of linemen.
You know what I'm saying? They've had the same roster pretty much. I don't believe in them. Plus, now they got rid of Marvin Lewis finally. I don't think.
And they got rid of Burfict.
So I don't think that they're making any noise this year. Then you got Baltimore. Obviously, they signed Earl Thomas, but they lost three other defensive starters. You know, that offense is, we know what they are. They're going to be very predictable. I don't know what that new Ravens looks like because it's the first year without Ozzie. Ozzie's been there damn near 20 years, and Ozzie has
drafted. He got them their Super Bowls.
Yeah, he got them their Super Bowl, and he's drafted extremely well. Like, we talk about NBA GMs like Sam Presti and Jerry West. You got to put Ozzie Newsome up there as one of the greatest to ever GM. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how you move forward from that. So with all that being said in that division, and I said this about the Falcons last year, who got more offensive talent than the Cleveland Browns outside of maybe the Rams? Yeah, I don't know. Like, you're talking about two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a quarterback that is legit. Not saying he's the greatest quarterback out there, but he should be able to get the job done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, plus a defense. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, I think they have the best defense in that division. So, when we're talking about that, they have to win the division. To me, if I'm the owner of the Browns, and we don't win the division, hey, some got to have, some got to shape. Somebody got to feel this right.
Say, I was about to say, you can't really fire anybody. Like, you, at the end of the day, the Browns have to stop firing head coaches after
they
one
do.
Season. Or after a short stint.
I didn't say the head coach. I just said some got to shake.
I'm just saying, but you ain't letting the QB go. You ain't letting OBJ go. You ain't letting.
Hey, O-line coach, offensive
you got
coordinator,
the best offensive line in the last 2 years.
And here's the thing. Even if they don't win the division, to me, and I always say this in terms of context, it depends on how they lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about early in the year, right? Like, when they lost that first game against Pittsburgh to that field goal. You know what I'm saying? Are you competitive? Because even if, like, another analogy, like, if you looked at the Atlanta Hawks, right, one of the worst records in the NBA. But they're in every game regardless of whoever they play against, and their best players are playing good. They're just not getting over the hump. Mm-hmm. So even if they finish second in that division, you know what I'm saying, they win 10 games, 11 games, or whatever like that, but they're in the games, and it just the ball fell that way. You didn't get the extra inch and stuff like that. I'm okay with that. But me, they got to win the division. Bro.
And that's why, remember going back to the early, like, during football season, I always say, like, you judge a team in increments, and the first thing you judge is, are they competitive within their division?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when we were talking about the trade with OBJ, we were just, you know, reacting off of the information we had. But now I've come down to earth a little bit. They got to get a wild card spot. I don't even think they need to win the division. If they win the division, that would meet my expectations, especially mm-hmm. with how much talent
they
got to
make the playoffs
on the roster.
There's no way you miss the playoffs.
This needs to be a playoff team, whether it's a fourth seed. It could be a second seed, fourth seed, but it definitely needs to be a sixth. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't get a wild card spot with this roster, like you said, I do agree there has to be some moves made, but there needs to be some stability. Like, to me, the fact that they let Greg Williams go, I didn't like that. And that may be, they may see something in Freddie Kitchens that we aren't seeing. But Greg Williams, to me, it was like, that team didn't start. That team didn't have a soul until Greg Williams got there. And then he was like, put that boy in. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody on defense, y'all dogs now. Let's go get it. You know what I'm saying? We competitive. You know, like you said, they were like, they almost beat the Saints. You know what I'm saying? They were in a lot of games that they could have, and they even won seven games. They could have went to the playoffs last year mm-hmm. if you inserted Baker early. But again, with that being said, I told you, and I'll say this until the season starts, that my main concerns is how will Freddie Kitchens coach, and will that offensive line still be able to do the things with losing one of their best players?
Yeah, they're not going. I don't see them getting over the hump. Steelers going to win the division, as they have been, except last year. We don't know if Lamar Jackson is going to be any better or if he'll survive a season. And while they have a lot of talent, we've seen teams in the past with a lot of talent that didn't do anything. And it could come back to what you're saying, Freddie Kitchens. He could be the reason why they don't get
it. That's a lot of big, big personnel. Like, you got Baker coming in with his own sauce. You got OBJ with juice. And he got his brother with him. You got Kareem Hunt. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what he going through. It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. And we'll see. And, it's early, so my opinion is bound to change as I continue to read the tea leaves, read the articles, see what people are saying, seeing, you know, how they look. But right now, I'm just going to go with tried and true.
But at the end of the day, you want talent.
Yeah. Oh, they got the talent to win. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. So,
I'm just saying that's a good problem.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill investigated in a case involving battery of a child. The police reports don't contain a lot of information other than there were two separate incidents at the address where Tyreek Hill lives. His name was mentioned in one report from a couple of weeks ago. The report from last week, though, that reportedly resulted in a 3-year-old child having a broken arm. That, again, is a report from the Kansas City Star. That has sparked an investigation of Tyreek Hill. We don't know where it's going to go. It's all just an investigation at this point. There's been no arrest, no charges, no specific allegations against Hill.
Tyreek Hill got in trouble again, I think. Kyle tested us and said that his 3-year-old ended up with a broken arm as a result of the domestic violence incident he was in, allegedly in. the Chiefs are very quick to react to things like this.
And I know that they're aware.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They can't cut him.
That's my question.
They can't cut him.
They got to.
They can't. No,
I'm saying if it comes out as bad as it sounds, they got to.
Why do you say that?
They set the precedent.
But they're going to have to AP this thing.
Why they set the precedent, though? Because Hunt lied. He lied to them about the whole thing. If Tyreek Hill lies.
But the thing is, this isn't his first offense, right?
The first one was in college, I think.
Yeah, but even when the Bengals drafted Joe Mixon, like, it was still, like, that happened in college, what, like, 2 years before he even got drafted, like, before he was eligible for the draft. But that still was his stigma. You get caught being, or you hit women, and then you beating kids to the point where they break his, like, how do you just say, like, okay, we can, we let Kareem Hunt go for kicking a girl, but... Yeah, we're going to keep the guy who, not only he beats women and children. Like, but
you got.
Allegedly.
Right. But I think that for me, it was just they were saying that he just lied to them about what happened. And that's why they cut him. So if Tariq Hill is very upfront about every single thing, then he may have to eat 8 games. But I don't think they're going to cut him as long as he doesn't lie.
Only 8 games?
I think he'll get 8. This is first. Domestic violence situation in the NFL. So I don't think you can punish him because of what he did in college. So the minimum is 6, right? So I think they may tack on 8 just for
like what happened in college just speaks to his character, but you can't punish him for past transgressions, especially if it didn't happen with your organization.
There's a history of violence. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we understand that, but again, you can't you just can't get on somebody because of what happened in the past. Like, again, that just shows a history. But for our organization, this is the first incident. And this is
in the NFL.
Yeah. This is what you have to go by. You know, and the reason why I say you can't cut them is because obviously you already gave up a big part of your offense last year.
That's what I was saying. Let's be real.
It's about football.
I was like, keep it above.
It's about football.
It ain't got nothing to do with the incident
or nothing like that. The perspective I was coming from was they reacted real quick with Kareem Hunt, and I think that they were justified in making that move
because he lied. I agree.
Because he lied, and because there was video. And whenever there is video evidence of these situations, it makes it even more egregious. It does.
What if there's video of the kid?
Then he might get cut.
He might get cut.
But if there is no video.
You said no?
I don't think he'd get cut.
If there's a video of a kid with a broken arm, bro, you can't come back from that.
I'm just going by what they said.
Because he lied.
He lied. He told them that nothing happened. He was a flat out lie.
You really care about the lie more than the incident?
I'm caring about what they're telling us. Their values are that Kareem.
That's how they justified it.
I think if he said, look, this is what happened in the hotel. I kicked the girl. Blah 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 blah. This is what's gonna come out.
But I don't think they would have reacted that fast.
I think they were mad.
Who was the Baltimore running back? I can't think of his name.
Ray Rice.
He came out.
He got six games or something like that.
He got cut. He never made.
He came out with 4 to 6 games.
He lied too.
He was 100% honest. He was up front. He had 4 to 6 games, but then the video came out. Then they cut him.
Yeah.
I don't think he was 100% up front. Yes, but I could be misremembering.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that he gave him all the detail, but he told him that a situation was happening.
A situation, and I've knocked my girl out of 2 days.
Look, I put my hands on my woman, right? Yeah. If I tell you
okay,
that.
Okay, but wait, I put my hands wait, on and knocked their ass clean
hold on,
out.
Hold on, Ken.
I drug her from the.
Hold on, Ken.
All right, I'm holding.
Whenever you get in a situation, right, and you know it's bad, you are going to be honest to a point.
I agree, yes.
I smacked the shit out of my chick. It was a bad night. I apologize. I'm extremely sorry. Yep. Whatever punishment you deem worthy, I'll take that.
That's probably right? how it went.
Then the video come out. There's no explaining that. So if a video comes out on Tariq Hill,
There's no explaining that. I think at that point it'll be a wrap.
It depends.
Because how you support that?
Yeah, you can't.
It's a child too. It's like that's worse than a woman.
What they do to AP? What he got?
There was no video.
There was no video.
There's no video.
If there is video, it's a wrap. However, football wise, they can't cut this man.
And that's why I don't think they're going
to
cut him.
Because
yeah, look, you over here trying to just I know, talk about the lie.
Exactly.
No, they can't cut him because they already let one guy go.
Exactly.
They can't have Travis Kelce.
Exactly. And that's why I think they have a way to talk around them keeping him.
I'll put it to you like this. And this is just conspiracy people. I'm taking conspiracy Ken, right? If there is a video, I think Kansas City burns that thing before it even come out, bro.
You can't stop video.
Because TMZ going to have it.
Somebody going to get it.
Hey,
it's TMZ, a social media era.
No, you're right, because I'm over here. I'm thinking old school.
Yeah. If we could burn the tapes, man. Kareem on the tapes.
Right. To our tapes, you know R. Kelly. I don't know how to Hulk type people.
Hey, Ken, absolutely.
The Dolphins, man, they traded Ryan Tannehill to the Tennessee Titans. For something.
The Dolphins get a fourth rounder in 2020 and a 2019 seventh. Meanwhile, the Titans get Ryan Tannehill and a sixth rounder. In addition, Tannehill agreed to redo his salary, took a big reduction. Of course, he is going to be the backup now. He gets a fully guaranteed $7 million and his upside of $12 plus million. Clearly, there's been some durability issues with Marcus Mariota, now a security blanket in Ryan Tannehill.
This was shocking.
So he's backing up Marcus Mariota?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's going to take that job.
Two scrubs.
Think so?
Yeah, he's going to get that job from
Bruh, they scrubs. Mariota. Both of them scrubs.
Mariota a little bit above scrub.
Nah,
they at the TLC concert singing the song word for word. They scrubs.
Nah. You know, I can't even argue it. So
He can't stay healthy. He's very limited. Like, we've seen it. We have enough.
Keep telling y'all that's the worst 1-2 picks.
I won't go that
of
far.
QB.
At least we've
ever.
Seen that Jameis can play.
Yeah,
we haven't seen Marcus can play yet.
You gonna stick on that Winston bandwagon?
I am. Watch where
you gonna end up with just a dirt road, nowhere to go.
Who was the other QB that was taken after Jamarcus Russell? I would say that would be the worst. If you want to say that's the worst.
But I think the Dolphins will get a quarterback. I think they're in line to get a quarterback.
They got Fitz.
The Dolphins signed Fitz.
Fitz 2 years, $11 million.
That's a nice contract. That's a nice contract.
That's a nice contract.
Not a nice man, though.
That's a nice contract.
But Colin Kaepernick can't get a job.
Whoever is his agent is a GOAT.
They the MVP.
Yeah, there are that's the real GOAT. MVP.
Okay, so he's a bridge. So maybe they'll take a quarterback, if he can play.
Do they maybe sign Cap?
Hell no.
Because they already got their bridge guy. If they wanted Cap, he would have been their bridge guy.
But if it's 2 years, they'll probably try to get a guy this year.
Or next year.
Or is Cap asking for too much?
I want Cap to go to the Patriots.
He's asking for too much.
Cap is asking for a lot of money.
What if Cap go to the Patriots?
How much he asking for?
If Cap go to the Pats, they winning again.
But
if Cap go to the Pats, I'm a fan.
Man, if he go to the Patriots, dude, that would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be
Can you imagine a backlash?
What if he still kneels? That would be very interesting.
He's probably staying in the locker room. Because
I think Ben is staying in the locker room. Have they put that rule in effect? I thought
they just proposed it. Yeah, because Ben said he was going
to
stay in the
But I think he's just doing that just to stay out of the limelight. I think that's a compromise that he made.
What if in that settlement, it say no more kneeling?
Wait, might be. But Ben is with the Pats, right?
I thought he was with the Seahawks.
Who?
Yeah, he went back.
So the Bennett that's talking about staying in the locker room, he's with the Seahawks. That's the one with the Seahawks.
No, Bennett was with Philly. You talking about Bennett with Philly? He's with the Pats. The other Bennett brother retired. I thought.
Yeah, he's not playing anymore.
What?
So the
one
still
go back to Seattle.
That's what I thought. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
So the Bennett we're talking about plays for the Pats, and he's the one that said he's going to stay. I think he worked out a deal with them.
Kaepernick.
With Belichick and Robert Kraft, I think he worked out an arrangement. Was like, look, this is what I believe in, but because I respect the organization, everything that you guys stand for, I'm just going to stay in the locker room.
He wasn't that big of a. He didn't really say much in Philly either. So
he didn't.
I think he could do it in New England, especially this will be his. I think this will be his last team.
He'll be done after this. Probably getting a check. So
he just won a ring.
So yeah. So and I think you're right. I think Cap would do the same thing. I think he would meet them in the middle. I think he would just stay in the locker room. You know, I don't know what the blowback would be for that, but I think that's what he would do.
They got the Pats have got so many headlines that we could talk about throughout their history that him staying in the locker room shouldn't be a big issue.
Nah. Owner, they'll manage it well.
Your owner getting hand jobs and random, you know.
Robert Kraft.
But you see they dropping all that, right?
Of course, he's a billionaire. Of course they dropping it. Yeah, they talking about dropping it.
Mm-hmm. They put it out there, but they're not going to drop
that. They're going to drop it, man.
What did he just say? At this point, they leaking stuff if they want for you to know. This ain't a big deal. Yeah, he ain't a part of the sex ring and none of that. Exactly. It's going to be dropped.
He was in there like some other high-profile mugs.
Right, Trump.
And they were just getting, sauced. And it is what it is.
Because he probably like, bro, come on.
Exactly.
I just got a blowjob. We'll go to jail for that.
Exactly. You talking about felony? Come on, man. All
right, so this is funny. What's harder, replacing Big Ben or living with Big Ben?
What's harder? Living with Big Ben or replacing Big Ben?
I say living.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'd rather
be living single.
Yep. Yep. Living with Big Ben is tougher.
I think.
Did you hear that story about the fumble?
Oh, yeah, I did. That's hilarious.
They talking about there was a Steelers player.
Josh Harris, I think is his name.
You're playing against the Bengals.
Yeah, they're playing against the Bengals week 7. I think it was week 17.
They were up by 27.
No, week 14.
Mm-hmm. Up 10, 27-17 with like a minute left.
And Ty Haley called a play.
And Ben like rolled his eyes in the huddle. It was a run play. And like when he was trying to run it, he like pretty much fumbled the ball on purpose. And if you look
at the video, it's like, how do you fumble like that?
Right.
It was one of those things where it was like he pretended like it was a mishandled.
A high school player would make that mistake. Yeah. Not a professional quarterback would make
and
that
And he failed
mistake.
Back too, but I'd add dramatic effect.
Yep.
It didn't turn out. He didn't turn the ball over. But
yeah, the running back ended up jumping on the ball. And he was like right then and there. I knew what kind of person Ben was.
You know, I think it's funny because 2 years ago, I think we were one of the first programs to start looking at Big Ben. And 2 years ago, when the Steelers won 13, they went like 13-3, and everybody was talking about, Tomlin and, it's the Kardashians, all this other stuff. And that probably was me. I started talking about, man, we need to start looking at Big Ben and all this mess. And then slowly the narrative started to change. It started to go from Tomlin. Then this is just crazy. People started to be like, well, what about Big Ben? And now here we are. Everybody's looking at Big Ben and the real stories are coming out.
You got no other choice because everybody gone. He's the only one left. He's the last of the Mohicans.
Yep.
And for as much as we put on everybody else, we should have been on Big Ben head for a minute.
Yep.
Because he was there before Tomlin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
because I think Big Ben started throwing people. He threw Tomlin and Haley under the bus. Mm-hmm. It was one of those weeks. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, we need to start looking at this nigga.
So let me ask you, how much does Big Ben still have in the tank? Is it more than Eli? He got more than Eli.
He got more than Eli.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has an overall.
I think
better
solely
system.
Because of the offensive line, though.
Well, his size too.
No, I think actually Big
Ben. He's not shrugging off dudes like he used to.
Yeah,
he's not. He's not.
And he's making down, a lot down. More mistakes than he used to. Because I remember, if you were talking about 2 years ago, that was when, remember that Philly game where he threw 5 picks?
Jacksonville
too. Yeah. I'm talking about there was another Philly game.
Oh, when he was talking about, man, I just don't have it anymore.
Or something like that.
When he was contemplating retirement.
Yeah.
And he was throwing a lot of picks. And that Philly team wasn't what they became. That was like, they were like, I think that was Wentz's first year. And I think that was one of their six wins. And he makes a lot of mistakes like Eli, but he has a great offensive line. Of course, when you have a Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, like
he ain't got that no
as
more.
much as you want to criticize Eli, Eli still got, OBJ his yards.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard if you got a great receiver, just chuck it up.
I don't think he's washed. I think he's still, based on IQ, and I think he still has a little bit more physical talent than Eli. I think he'll be fine. But speaking of Eli.
Hold on. Before you go on, do you think that the Steelers look bad if they move on from Big Ben now?
No, absolutely not. I think they should.
They would look bad because it would be like, what did you
– Wait, you're talking about this year?
Yes, like before we go into the next season.
What will be the aftermath? What did you get by getting rid of everybody?
Replace him with, and then that's the problem.
You got Mason Rudolph.
And and that Dobbs kid they seem to like, but we saw him.
I mean, technically, you could move out. You got Juju. You got Connor.
They do like Mason Rudolph. I don't know if he can play yet. I haven't heard that he can play yet, but they do like him. And it was enough to make Big Ben straighten up. Remember, Big Ben got scared of Mason Rudolph.
Well, he got scared by not talking to him. He's like, I ain't gonna coach this nigga. Yeah, I ain't gonna take my job.
I think they'll wait. I think they'll wait a year.
Let this one play out.
Yeah, but
he on thin ice? Would y'all say he on thin ice?
Nah,
he's not on thin ice, but I think he should be.
I think
if you want to be, if you want to treat this like the Pats, get rid of him a year early than a year late.
I think that this year is the hot seat. And after this year, we'll know how thin
but
that ice
you
is.
You remember what you were saying? You were talking about Tomlin leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is hot seat for Tomlin. I think because of what the GM said about that 52 kids and he's the only grown man, I feel like that was also a slight at Tomlin,
it
too.
Was. Because
it's like, where's the head coach in that scenario? Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's the head coach. He's the one who's outside of Belichick is the best head coach in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
record-wise. Why don't you talk about him? Why don't you promote him enough?
Yeah. And remember, like I was saying, I think Tomlin's going to be the fall guy. So it is what it is. I, you know.
They going to live and die by Ben, and that's fine. I mean, he got you two Super Bowls, but in the last 10, like I said, I think I said this in the chat. In 20 years, we're going to look back at that Steelers team and be like, why didn't they get a Super Bowl? Or why didn't they get two?
Mm-hmm. Too much talent.
Look at what we did the second half of the year on offense. So, again, this narrative that Eli's overpaid and can't play is a crock. So, at the end of the day, you guys got to say Gettleman's out of his mind or he knows what he's talking about when he evaluates players. That's really where it's at. And I'm okay if you disagree with me. That's fine. But what I'm telling you is, if you turn around and you take a look at what he's making right now and look around the league and see what quarterbacks are making, if you were in my shoes, you'd say, you know what, there really is not. The way he finished the season and what he's making, there really wasn't a decision to make.
You're Giants, man. So what's his name, Gettleman?
Gettleman.
You really think Eli not washed up?
Oh, he's saying it. He's saying it's a crook. That everybody's saying that he can't play.
What has he been watching?
I know. Because, look, man, the man, look, and I don't mean no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I leave the disrespect to Mr. Disrespect.
This is right before he says some foul
right.
stuff.
Oh, my right. God. Like, the man has a noodle.
No, listen.
Like, I'm pretty sure if we could pull up the stats, you know, I wish we were a bigger network where we could just, you know, hey, bro, give me these stats.
We need somebody like off of a Pardon and Eruption where they have that
exactly,
guy.
Exactly. We need a statistician. Hey, so we got an open job for Dead End Sports. If you want to be our statistician, hit us up. But I'm pretty sure that Eli was one of the worst quarterbacks throwing the ball downfield. And you have one of the best downfield targets in the NFL. So those two things can't go hand in hand.
Well,
it ain't OBJ fault.
Statistically, he had one of his best seasons last year.
Okay. I'm not saying overall as a quarterback. What I am saying is getting the ball
downfield. And to me, that's what I'm saying overall. Like, to me, because downfield, you're talking about, and again, I know I sound like a broken record, but you're talking about offensive line, right? You need protection to get that for him. As great as OBJ is, he still need time to get open and do his thing. Now, you saw how he was in the beginning, the first half of the season, he was getting harassed. Like, that's why he made so many checkdowns to Saquon, because it's like, as soon as you out of time. And for me, it's like with Eli, it's like, if that's why I say him and Big Ben may be more closer than what people think. It's just that Big Ben has an offensive line where he has time to do whatever he needs to.
But even on some of those throws that Eli was able to uncork downfield, it's not the same. It don't look the same. He don't look the same. It's not the same. And I understand that O-line, especially for aging, sitting duck quarterback like Eli,
it's crucial.
Even Big Ben, it is super crucial. But the arm don't look the same. It just don't. I don't care what nobody tries to tell me. You try to convince me, I know what my eyes see. I remember the young guy coming out of Ole Miss. I remember he had a little.
No, he ain't that. He ain't that, but he's not. I wouldn't say he's a noodle either. A noodle is Manning in his last couple seasons.
That was a water pistol. That was even worse than a noodle. That was a water pistol. But to me, man,
when I look at
a noodle is Cam.
Cam who?
Cam Newton got a noodle right now. Did you see he couldn't make a throw past 15 yards? That's why they benched him for what was that white boy name?
Don't matter.
Cam got a noodle right now. We should be real worried about Cam. As quiet as I know that's going up.
He's being slick.
Yeah, but look. All I know is that Eli is not the same. Some people could call him washed. I call him washed. Some people may not call him washed. It is what it is. Semantics.
He got 1 year.
Perspective.
He got one squeeze. You get one squeeze.
He was done 2 years ago in my estimation.
He got one squeeze.
But at the end of the day.
So you don't think he's washed?
I don't think he's as washed.
You know what? But this is the reason why I say he's washed. Because you take a flyer on a quarterback in their elder statement years when you feel that you still have an opportunity to win, right? Like his brother, Peyton. Mm. He did have a water pistol for an arm, but above the shoulders.
The team
was so good that he could overcome that. And Eli don't have
that. And that's my biggest issue with what Dave Gettleman is saying now. He's talking about we can still win and build.
You can't.
I'm sorry, but you can't walk and chew gum at the same time with this. Got to pick. To me, it's like I hate middle-of-the-pack teams. That's why I've been so angry at the Bengals for all my life is because they've always had the talent, but they never get up. They're never too bad to get a high draft pick, and they're never good enough to get a deep run in the playoffs. That's the worst situation you can be in. And right now, you need to make it. You got to be a grown. It's New York. You need to be a grown man and be like, all right, Eli is just here to help us get to the next stage as far as in this rebuild. Or we're moving off of Eli. We're drafting a young QB, and we just gonna shoot the shit. We gonna see what happens.
I think the reason why they got to get rid of Eli is because of the stigma that Eli still has. And what that is that he's a two-time winning quarterback, that the only quarterback to beat Brady in the Super Bowl twice. You know what I'm saying? He's still part of that era, that mentality, that Super Bowl winning championship.
He's the only – he brought titles in the 21st century.
Exactly. At this stage in his career – the roster is not good enough to help Eli help them. It's just not that good. Eli's not in a position today right now to overcome deficiencies on a roster. So because of that, that's why I feel that you need to sever ties and you need to start rebuilding for the next set of championships. You need to find the next quarterback because Eli isn't getting you over the hump. Just like Peyton in his last days with the Broncos wasn't getting you over the hump. He was just still good enough above the shoulders and the roster was still good enough for Peyton to help them. But that's not happening with the Giants. And I just think it's sad because a casualty of that was OBJ. You know what I'm saying? I think next season
– they did him a favor though.
No, they did do him a favor. But I'm just talking about OBJ is greater than Eli right now at his position and what he means to the NFL and what he means to that squad. And you got rid of your best player for what? Because you're rebuilding or are you trying to win? Because like you said, you can't do both. So I just don't understand the plan. What's the plan? How do you get rid of your best? And then you double talking. Oh, we're not going to sign OBJ to just trade him, and then a year later you trade. Like, so what's the plan? This looks very discombobulated, very disjointed. And where are you moving?
And I agree with everything, so I can't disagree with that. And my only hope is that we draft Haskins. If we don't draft Haskins,
they're saying they don't even like him. They're saying they're not working him out.
They're going to work him out. They're going to work him out.
We'll see.
Everybody got to work him out.
We'll see.
One-on-one, the Super Mario has owned him. LeBron James is around all the way. He has the Knicks are gonna win it.
Obviously, Nick wanted to throw shade at LeBron for losing to Knicks and getting blocked by Azonia.
We ain't gonna cover that. We ain't gonna sit here with Walt Frazier saying,
"Man, Walt, look."
Well, let me just say this.
Okay,
go ahead, Ken.
Go ahead.
I did watch the highlights of that game. I watched the game.
They should have won that game. Easily.
They should have. This 13-1 run, I don't know what's up with that. But, I mean, they don't have anybody. But I do have some concerns.
With who, the Lakers or LeBron?
With LeBron, physically. I got to see how he played next year.
And
jumping up.
I don't think this is a decline of his skill set. I just think he's being very lazy. I think I just think he's just so mentally checked up.
You saw how he got my man through that bounce pass, and LeBron let it bounce, and he caught it and still reversed it. Like,
mm-hmm. Where was that? Against the Knicks?
Against Chicago.
What month was that?
This was like,
two games. Yeah, it wasn't that long. Week. He still got. I just think he's so disengaged. It's like, I don't even care. Like, we're not making the playoffs.
He got no air when he got blocked.
No, but it was also the type of shot he was going.
He don't have no moves.
Sonya played him well. He stayed on the ground and timed the block right. Yeah. But
he don't got no moves because it was so easy to choreograph because he went so slow.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
he's 6'8", 2 something.
Something don't look right, man.
He should be on the block calling for the ball, double team.
He ain't gonna do that, Nick. You know that by now.
Then. That's why I say, is this your king? What are we talking about here? Like,
that's not his game.
Why do we always?
That's never been his game.
And that's the thing. That's why I don't like about LeBron fans, because y'all give this man so many excuses, but y'all want to say he the GOAT. Like, the GOAT don't get blocked by no white dude or whatever the heck wherever he from in the Garden. And he always talking about he the king of New York. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
you can't tell me that. You can't be the GOAT not making the playoffs. You 10 games behind the Clippers.
Well, Michael,
what Lakers is that?
Michael didn't make the playoffs when he came back.
Michael wasn't like this bad as when he was a Wizard. At least he was breaking records when he was 40.
You know, Michael didn't pull up.
Hold on. Do you know that LeBron is averaging 27.4 points per game? He is averaging 8 rebounds and 8 assists. Do you know that's better than both KD and Kawhi?
And this year?
Yeah. Did you not see the text message?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
You know what you just spread out for me? Empty calories. Because if you ain't going to the playoffs, if you can't.
But well, we already know.
The Knicks have beat you on your court and their court.
How are you separating the team from LeBron to make your case?
Because what is LeBron known? What's LeBron known as? He's known as he could take a butcher, baker, candlestick maker to the finals, right?
Uh-huh.
He couldn't take a young Lakers squad who was fourth. Y'all bring up he was fourth in the West all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got hurt like everybody else. Everybody's gotten hurt in the NBA, right? KD got hurt. Steph has gotten hurt. Harden's gotten hurt. Chris Paul's gotten hurt.
I feel you.
All these players I'm mentioning are going to the playoffs.
Wait. Hold on, Ken. Let me jump on this one. Let me get Mr. Dish.
Kyrie got hurt. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Look, every single team that you're naming, their second best player is better than every other person on the Lakers. Yes or no?
With Kyrie, that's questionable.
So
who's the second best player on the Celtics outside of Kyrie?
It could be Jason Tatum.
I'm asking you.
I don't know, but every single player that they have is better than everybody on the Lakers.
Not Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma and Jason Tatum are right now, if we're looking at, because Jason Tatum has not been consistent this year. I don't give a damn what anybody say. Y'all could have tried to annoy him last year.
Okay, fine.
This year he's different.
Okay, fine.
And then the way Brandon Ingram was coming on before
the blood
clot.
Have?
Right now, I'd rather have Kyle Kuzma.
Okay, that's fine. You can stay with your generation.
No, he don't love Kyle Kuzma.
Exactly. I've been talking about Kyle for a minute, so it's not like I've been biased.
Here's the thing, right? Like, LeBron did get hurt, and you're 100% right. Other stars have gotten hurt. They've come back, and they've maintained their playoff position. Their teams, to me, right, and just in terms of talent, their second and third best players are better than what the Lakers currently have because – what the Lakers are lacking is experience, and they're lacking consistency. So that's number one. Number two, do you know when Lonzo Ball got hurt, the Lakers were a top 10 defensive team? You know, since he's been gone, they are the worst defensive team in the NBA? Literally, the worst defensive team. So the injury bug hit the Lakers, right? Yes, I agree that in years past, LeBron has been able to overcome all of that, right, and make the playoffs. This is the West. He did get hurt, his first major injury, and it is what it is. They didn't make it, you know what I'm saying? And I think that in year 16, for a guy like that, he's played more NBA minutes than any single player to ever play.
Do you hear yourself talking, though, right?
I'm hearing myself talking.
You see how many excuses you're saying, right?
Are these not facts?
They're facts, but they're like, are these legit reasons for why you shouldn't make the playoffs
in
the West?
Yeah.
Because what was the number one knock that LeBron always had? If he was out in the West, he wouldn't be as successful as he is now, right?
Because
we were talking about how weak the East was when he was running it, right? On top of that, you talk about how he's supposed to be great and elevate all his players.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he do that with these young boys? Because I told y'all going into it, he don't like playing with young players. Every time he's had a young player, he ship them out. Mm-hmm. The only one he stuck with was Kyrie, and Kyrie was already seasoned by the time he got there.
I think he had already signed a contract.
That too. And it's just – so for me, it's just like I don't understand how we say he's the GOAT or he's in the GOAT conversation when – y'all bring up all the trash about MJ, but MJ pushed through.
Brother got 16 years as a resume. You can't just take this one season.
I'm not saying he's not great.
Did Kobe make every playoff?
No, I'm
in
not.
Every season?
I'm not saying
because didn't somebody tweet us this?
But Kobe won in L.A. Wait, everybody who went to L.A. has
this
won.
This is his first year.
I understand that.
Did Shaq win his first year?
But
nope.
Is it a surprise that he's not in the playoffs?
Of course.
Is that a surprise?
Come on, man. You saw the. I don't know if you saw the tweet.
No, but I'm just saying in general, though.
Did you not see the tweet that somebody sent to Manny? It was Deuce. Deuce sent it. When Shaq left that first year, this is almost the same damn thing that happened to Kobe's Lakers. Kobe got hurt. When he came back, they were trash, and they didn't make the playoffs. Are you telling – this is a fact.
He had young boys.
He had young boys.
Smush Parker.
Oh, man.
Kwame Brown. But
I would say this, Kobe was Black Mamba, who's
better, LeBron or Kobe?
LeBron.
So I expect more.
Okay.
Wait, go ahead. This is LeBron's 16th year. When that happened to Kobe, what was Kobe be?
Name the stat line.
Let him answer the question. Okay. Let him ask what was Kobe.
Black Mamba.
Okay. Name the stat line again that you named. And what was the other thing that you said that backed that up?
27.5, 8, and 8.
And then what was the thing you said after that? Who was he doing better than?
Kawhi and Kobe was in his prime, bro.
Okay.
Kobe was in his prime, bro. You can't have it both ways.
If we gonna say stats and give
listen
you reasons.
Listen to what he just said. Come on, bro. You guys are always trying to do this.
I'm telling you what it is.
And I'm telling you what it is, too.
There were expectations for this man year
and
one.
And there were expectations for Kobe.
I'm not saying, but he already had rings at that point.
But what was the expectation?
LeBron had rings at that point, too. Both of them had three at that point.
To bring a winning culture to the Lakers and to get into the playoffs.
Okay.
And to help develop this young talent.
So Kobe didn't
he
have
has
the
done
same
neither of those things in his first year.
Especially when you run Shaq out of town. Huh? You run Shaq out of town and you don't make the playoffs.
But you won already. You had a three-peat.
It don't matter.
LeBron had three.
I'm just saying LeBron had three already. They both had three at that point. And Kobe had Phil Jackson.
And he had Shaq.
No, I'm talking about after Shaq left. He still had Phil Jackson.
But he was talking about the three-peat.
No, I'm just talking about the year that Kim was talking about.
But I'm just saying, Mr. Disrespect brought up the three-peat. He has Shaq.
No,
Kobe and Shaq were equals. LeBron, the only equal he played with was D Wade.
I'm only bringing up the champ. I'm like, because he already won. So he's already proven that he could do it in LA. That's all I'm saying. Yes, he has Shaq. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that Shaq was just like, whatever, it was just
Kobe. I'm just saying, like, he was already proven. So the expectations was lifted.
He could do it with Shaq. When Shaq left, they didn't know he could prove it.
I understand that. And I'm saying. I'm not saying he's wise. I'm not saying he's done. I'm not saying he's a bum. I'm just saying there were expectations for this year, and he did not meet those expectations.
And I'm saying that Kobe had the same expectations.
And it's surprisingly how he didn't meet those expectations.
Did Kobe not have the same? Especially when you run off Shaq, and then you don't make the playoffs.
You want to be a man, yeah.
How do you not have the same expectation? If not more expectation, because you had won in L.A.
But we know LeBron does not have many years as far as in L.A. left to prove that, like
question.
Kobe did.
So you actually think there were more expectations on Kobe on LeBron than it was for Kobe after winning three and running Shaq off?
Yes. Because Kobe was never in the GOAT conversation. Jeez. Kobe was never compared to MJ as much as LeBron is it not?
What do you mean?
As far as being better than or as equal to.
Yeah, because
that conversation was going around.
It was going around, but Kobe never
had the expectation, like coming into the league, to be the next greatest.
Not
Kobe.
In the league. I'm talking about that season, though.
I'm just answering what Mr. Disrespect is saying. But look, at the end of the day,
Kobe
look,
lost 3-1 leads, too. Yep. During that stretch with Phil Jackson.
And he pouted against Phoenix.
And he got traded to Detroit.
This is not a Kobe thing. This is strictly about LeBron. I mean, I know it's strictly about LeBron,
but I'm bringing Kobe in to show you that the same thing happened.
And Kobe fans.
But he don't have Kobe's time. He doesn't have that much time.
Not, you're moving the goalposts.
No, I'm not moving the goalposts. I'm only talking about the timeline that we have.
But you know what time?
We have 4 years, well, 3 years now to win a championship.
True.
Kobe had his whole, like, once Shaq left, you still had the rest of Kobe's.
Okay.
He was still in his prime. He still had the rest. LeBron's not in his prime anymore.
But first year without Shaq, no playoffs, injury, young team. First year in L.A., injury, young team. And it's
going to the finals 8 straight years.
Yeah, I mean,
in the East, we all talked. I'm just saying, let's not act like we haven't heard these conversations about if he was in the West.
Athletes at the end of the day, though,
he is, but you don't face as many competition in the West until you're in the West, right? And that's what, and he's been struggling against teams in the East and West. He can't even beat the Knicks.
I just don't understand how it's different for Kobe. Like, I don't.
You're bringing up Kobe.
Sense.
I'm talking about.
I have to bring
LBJ
up Kobe because it's.
You don't have to do anything.
It matters.
We're talking about
because you guys are applying different standards to one person over the other.
I just named three standards. I said he was supposed to bring a winning culture to L.A. He was supposed to bring him to the playoffs, and he was supposed to help these young kids develop.
He did none of those.
Same thing. But Kobe had rings at the time that you expected.
LeBron has three rings. Kobe had three rings.
I'm saying Kobe, but he had three rings with that team that LeBron
and you
on.
Ran Shaq off, the person that you got three rings with, and then the next year you don't make the playoffs. You don't think people in LA were mad at that?
Okay, and LeBron is going to run Magic and he's going to run Luke
way
out.
Way more expectations.
LeBron is going to run
and
Magic
Kobe
and Luke
ran
out.
Rudy Tomjanovich out.
But now Magic is a way more staple as far as icon in LA than that dude is.
Rudy Tomjanovich.
And he was a championship coach, multiple championships.
And Kobe ran his ass up out of there. Come on, man. I mean, these are facts.
No,
they are what they
I'm
are.
I'm talking about what this season and the expectations were and how he drastically did not meet those expectations.
And neither did Kobe. Neither did Kobe.
Yeah, right.
It is what it
then,
is.
Then we should be talking about LeBron and Kobe then, right?
He didn't. People are
not LeBron talking, and MJ.
They have been talking about LeBron and Kobe for years.
No, I'm just saying, but to right now you have Kobe higher than LeBron, right? If you're saying they're equal and Kobe did more.
I'm comparing seasons, bro. I'm talking about The way these seasons are identical.
Resume. Just pure resume. You're saying that Kobe's resume is better than LeBron's resume? Kobe don't have an MVP.
He does have an MVP.
He got one.
He got one. And how many LeBron got?
He got
three.
Two or three?
Four. I thought he got four.
I thought it was three.
I thought he only got three.
I think he only got
three. Let's Google this right quick.
Yep. Who's averaged more points per game for their career? LeBron. Who's averaged more rebounds, more assists, more blocks, more steals? And in the three championships, right, Kobe has what, four? Five?
He's at five.
Yeah.
Kobe has five, right? LeBron's career still isn't over. However, in all of LeBron's championships, he's been finals MVP.
Four. LeBron got four.
He had four MVPs?
Wow. He had in all of the NBA championships, LeBron has been finals MVP, and LeBron has unanimously been the number one or the best player on that championship team where Kobe wasn't, or it could be viewed as he wasn't. Shaq in those first three was the better, more dominant player, right? So, well, all that being said, to me, LeBron's resume, even if it was to stop today, is still outside of the two championships. The three MVPs he has, to me, makes up for the two championships.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the
four
other stats.
Who three MVPs?
No, three more than Kobe.
Oh, I got you.
Makes up for those two championships and the fact that he came back down 3-1 to a 73-9 Golden State. That adds a lot of weight to that championship.
And I'm not saying Kobe's better than LeBron. And I'm saying for all those reasons that you just mentioned, as far as resume, that means my expectations are higher for him than they were for Kobe,
and I
right?
Understand.
And that's why this season is like
it's a disappointment.
It's a big eye opener because it's like a disappointment. Wow,
it's a disappointment. But at the end of the day,
I think it's just the season that people have been waiting for.
Of course, it's all it is. It's just like Dallas.
It's open season on LeBron.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, right? Like I agree that this season was a disappointment. I agree that.
But he can't be criticized?
No, he can't.
He's been criticized for 16 years.
He's been scrutinized.
Yeah.
He's been scrutinized. There's a slight difference there. And in this season, it gives
the LeBron haters, I'm not calling you a LeBron hater, Mr. Disrespect, but
I will.
but for the LeBron haters, this is just more ammunition, just like Dallas is ammunition, just like all of the Spurs is ammunition, losing by record margin, this, that, and the third. At the end of the day, right, when we look at LeBron James's career and we look at this season that he did it, that he did it, he failed to meet expectations. He's still amongst the greatest.
He's still in top five. He's still top five.
You know, so for and what I was saying earlier is, how do we separate LeBron from the team and then add LeBron to the team to make certain points?
But you can't do that though.
No, but
right?
I'm saying everybody does it to make a point or to discredit a point.
I don't like to do that because to me it's like this is an individual sport. This is a team sport.
Exactly. So then, with that being said, even though it is a disappointing season for LeBron, I just made a fact that since Lonzo's been hurt, they were a top 10 defensive team, and now they're literally the worst defensive team.
But you're talking about injuries. That's a part of the game.
But not to this degree.
Yes.
How many teams have had multiple injuries like them?
Clippers.
Who?
Remember when Chris Paul got hurt?
No, Blake Griffin. We're talking this season.
Well, I'm talking about holistically.
Moving the goalposts.
That's not moving.
No, I understand what you're trying to do. But answer my question. See, you're pulling the Ken. This season, who suffered more injuries than the Lakers?
Nobody. If you want, okay, I can't really. I was gonna say maybe Boston, but not really,
right? Nobody has suffered more from the injury, but and every year there's always one or two teams that they're just decimated by injury. Mm-hmm. It happens because it is part of the game, and in being part of the game, if you don't have your best players that constitute a team, how are you still having the same expectation? You are going to have a disappointing season.
No,
just solely based off of injury.
No, but I'm just saying. They still had a chance to get into the playoffs when he got back, right?
And
when you on the court, you 100%. We don't give a damn about injury. If you playing, you 100%. Same thing with football. If you mm-hmm. playing, everybody got nicks and tucks. It's 82 games. Everybody talk about how long mm-hmm. the season is. They hate how long the season mm-hmm. is. They even cut out back to backs to help LeBron. You know what I'm saying?
To help LeBron. To help everybody.
It was mostly because LeBron wasn't playing.
It was mostly because Greg Popovich took it upon himself to be resting all of these players, and it was a bad look for the league when people big money to go watch a player, and this is the only time they're going to be in my city and they're not playing.
And who's the biggest player that was sitting out?
Greg Popovich started it.
Who was the biggest player that was sitting out those televised games that people want, or games in general?
Greg Popovich started.
No, he started it, but nobody has ever said, I'm paying like the Spurs or box office. LeBron James is box office. But when people saw him on the bench not come to the game or not playing the games against like the Memphis, for the small market teams that pay tickets to see these stars, that's when it was like, all right, we got to change this.
Pop was the one.
Because Pop was doing it for like at least eight years, right, before they changed it.
Not really. So Pop ramped it up. The older his team got, the more he did.
Exactly, but he's been doing it for a while. He was doing it when Duncan was – they were still winning championships with Duncan. Of course.
But like,
so it didn't affect the league then, but why did it affect the league now?
Oh, they had problems because
it wasn't just the Spurs. It became the entire NBA.
He started it, but it was because of the superstars were taking advantage of that.
Of course.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, for me.
But it wasn't LeBron. It was the whole league.
Exactly.
So don't separate
LeBron from the league either.
I'm not separating LeBron from
the league.
I hate it when they did that. They used to irritate me, and I wish I was on television. I'm like, you guys know good and damn well that is not a LeBron rule. Mm-hmm. You guys know good and damn well because you cover the sport that Popovich started that. He was running wild with that shit.
Yep.
And then everybody started doing it. But as soon as LeBron does it, oh, man, LeBron calls
him. Because he's the biggest star. The NBA is built off of stars. We can't act like this thing ain't.
Hold on.
People misrepresent what's actually happening. They taint the minds of people that watch them and listen to them that can't think for themselves or don't follow the sport. That was unfair to put that on LeBron back then when he had nothing to do with that.
And you know what you're doing? You are putting unfair expectations on the best player. Because, right, you named all of these other players that got injured and they're still in the playoffs, right? Do we hold KD to the same level of expectation? Do we hold James Harden? Do we hold Steph? All of these other guys, do we hold them to the same criteria that we hold LeBron? We don't. So let's make it. Let's make it more even.
That's the obvious thing. What are you talking about? I'm not arguing because you went through his resume. We all agreed that's a great resume. Mm-hmm. With that type of resume, you have certain expectations. When we talk about someone being compared to MJ, we rarely talk about anybody being compared to MJ as far as being better than. So if you're going to be better than, then you need to do stuff that's better than. If you're not making the playoffs in the West, and you cannot beat a team that's in your city, you're 10 games behind the Clippers, who we talked about with Doc Rivers. Why is he a coach of the candidate? Because he got five YMCA guys playing for an A spot in the West, and we got the best player in the world with the biggest brand in the world.
With a terrible coach.
He's the best player in the world. And he's terrible always coach. and he's always been under coach, as we mentioned in his resume. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say the same things that y'all be giving him praise for, y'all be using that for an excuse. I'm just saying. Am I not saying the same thing that I've always been saying? The same praise we give him is the excuses that we give him.
But it's just like you're just ignoring everything that happened.
I'm responding to what y'all saying.
But you're saying things without applying any type of context.
What context do we need for this season?
Why do we have to go through this? You already know what the contest is, Nick. You're very smart. We don't have to tell you what it is. You know what it is. You're intentionally leaving it out to make
sure. I ain't leaving out nothing.
Yes, you are.
I ain't leaving out nothing.
Yes, you are.
So it was up to me to point out the fact that the Lakers had the most injuries. Mm-hmm. You didn't add that to your argument.
No, I said that the game is about – it's called basketball. There's going to be injuries. We give anybody else excuses for injuries?
We do.
We have. Who? Yeah. Did we not?
Wait, hold on. As a consensus dead-end sports crew, did we not say if CP did not get hurt in last year's finals, mm-hmm. they had a very good chance of dethroning?
And I brought that up, and y'all said that's in the past. Let's talk about this season. So I was like, okay, if that's the case,
question.
But, all right, but and that's why, and I agree with that point. Let's not go back. Let's talk about this season. Mm-hmm. Okay, with this season, that's why I brought up the point of, did they still not have a chance to make the playoffs when he got back?
Mathematically, they were in it.
Did he still not have a chance? Is that not called moving the goalposts by saying mathematically and all that? No, they had a chance to make the playoffs,
and
they didn't make it.
Okay. Mm. But as a team, I pointed out one player that when he was injury-free and playing for the Lakers, this team was a top 10 defensive team, and without them, they were dead last. That has a lot to do with winning basketball. And his name was not LeBron James. I rest my case.
Well, they ain't make it. So
they ain't.
Here's what I got to say about, because we're running, it's about time to wrap up. We need to do this. But I did have a conspiracy about the Genie Bus trading LeBron thing. I think that was intentionally leaked to try to get the morale back up on the team by saying, see, not only were we going to trade you guys, I was so mad I was going to trade LeBron too. So everybody's the same on the team.
That could be true.
Yep.
It was just odd.
That is a conspiracy.
That's a good one. I can see that.
All right, so Selection Sunday, man. They kick off what they start?
Tonight. The games at the bottom, that's tonight. Those first four.
The first four.
Yeah, those kick off
so,
tonight.
So final four teams. Who y'all got?
Well, I got Michigan State.
I definitely got Duke.
I got Duke, Michigan State. I got
damn, they put North Carolina, Kentucky in the same bracket?
Yeah. Yep.
What kind of mess is that?
It could be their eighth time meeting in the NCAA tournament if they meet up. If they meet in the Elite Eight.
I got Villanova as well in the Final Four. And I got, it's between North Carolina and Kentucky for that last one.
The way Duke looked in that AC, Michigan State. I'm going to go Sparty.
Oh, no, dang. Yeah, you're right. Duke, Michigan State is with Duke. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Duke still.
Ew, that's dirty.
I know.
I'm going to go with Michigan. So I'm going to go Duke, Michigan, Villanova, and North Carolina.
I think Gonzaga going to be the first number one seed to lose, though.
I do, too.
And you know who I think is going to beat them?
Who?
With Syracuse?
Murray State.
Yep, Murray State.
I got Murray State going deep, but yep. not that Morant. Far.
Yep. I don't think they could do nothing with that boy.
He put Murray State on the map mm-hmm. for real. Mm-hmm. I got them going far, but not Final Four far.
I got them going Final Four. When I look at this
Murray show, State?
Look at Georgia State playing Houston.
Oh, Georgia State made it?
Yeah, they're 14 seed. They're playing Houston in the Midwest region.
Okay. Let me get – so I'll go Duke.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Dang, Duke. Man. Gonzaga not coming out South, that bracket.
This Midwest. Actually might be one of the best years for the tournament. That's because like you see, so yeah, it's so wide open.
So I go Duke and Tennessee. I go North Carolina. Wait, no. Yeah, no. Let me get. Yeah, that's right. Duke and Tennessee for the East and South. I go North Carolina for the Midwest.
Or Kentucky. I got for Kentucky the West,
give me.
Yeah, yep, I got Kentucky, Tennessee, Duke. I mean Michigan State, and I got. I think Nevada might be like one of those teams that's gonna sleep.
So my Final Four. Give me Duke, Murray State. Give me North Carolina, and give me Villanova.
I want to pick Kentucky, but I just North Carolina. They
mm-hmm. I like how they play. They play up and down. They have really good guard play, and you know that's key in the tournament, man. I don't know what's their point guard name.
And they've gotten better. I think it's point guard Kobe, not Kobe White.
I can tell you the name. Their point guard. I like their point guard, and I like how their team is constructed. So I'm going North Carolina. I'm going North Carolina in that Midwest region. I'm going Villanova. In that South region, Duke in the East, and Murray State. I think Ja has something to prove. Yeah. I think Ja say, hey, yeah. you better take me top three.
I like Ja.
If you don't, I'm a wreck.
To be honest, if
havoc.
He gets them to the Elite Eight,
that's big time.
He's top five
yeah.
as far as drafting.
Yep.
But I like Michigan.
Out of that. Yeah, I don't think Michigan.
I don't either.
Spartans going to do something, though.
But so you got Michigan State beating Duke?
Yep.
Homer. But, you know, hey, I love Michigan State, too, but I don't know about Duke, man. Duke, they're going to have a very, very bad game.
And what's his name? Point guard for Duke. He actually coming on now.
Damn, I wish you could have got him.
He's got a brother in the league.
Jones.
Yeah.
The Jones kid.
Yeah,
we talked about it before on here because he didn't look like he was.
Yeah,
he didn't,
but he's starting to come on.
But, yeah, all right, so, yeah, Duke. Texas Tech, Tennessee, and North Carolina for me. So, all right. So yeah.
Ooh.
So you guys got going to the national championship, man.
I think
State and Tennessee.
I got Duke and Villanova.
I got Duke and North Carolina.
Yep.
So I got. That's what I picked last year.
Michigan State and Tennessee. Just something that people don't even expect.
Duke, North Carolina for the championship game, that would be just Raiders galore.
Because that'll be, what, the fourth or fifth time?
Fourth time that they played.
Yep, that'll be crazy. Yeah. So, all right, well, that's going to do it for us, man. We're going to catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.